Appreciate the opportunity to come together again and share with y'all. And I don't know why I get so nervous, because it's all friendly, smiling faces right now, right? Okay. And but I met with Ray about an hour ago, and I had all my adjustments done, so I should be prepared for this. Once again, I started talking, planning a message, and once again, the Lord said, "Nope, do this way." And I just want to encourage anybody that feels like they don't have the ability to get up here and speak. I can tell you, I'm probably the weakest one around when it comes to speaking. So if I can do it, I don't see why anybody else couldn't. So I encourage y'all, if the elders approach you, to accept the challenge. I was thinking about, on my heart, has been lately, we've had a lot of different discussions, and I've heard a lot of people talk and you know, about us getting so big and so large, and I was just thinking about the body, and I don't know if I've already talked about this before, and I was sick for a couple of days, and it might have been somebody else, but that's okay, because you need to hear it again. But I felt like, you know, we could review that again or talk about it, because I think everything they talk about in the messages is reviewed anyway. Every time you hear it, somebody spoke about it before. So today we're going to start in 1 Corinthians 12:14. I'm going to move my water a little closer so y'all don't have to wait so long for me to get it this time. Let's go ahead and start. Well, before we do that, let's pray. Father, I just thank you for this time, Father, that we could come together and look at your word, and pray that you would just help me, Father, just to have boldness and no fear. Just help my brothers and sisters in Christ here to hear the word, and that I pray that it would be edifying to them, Father, to build them up and to make them stronger and make them more like your Son, Jesus Christ, Father. And I just praise you for the opportunity to come and share your word, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, 1 Corinthians 12. I'm going to start reading through one time, and then we'll go back and discuss it. "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. And if the foot shall say, 'Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, 'Because I am not the eye, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, 'I have no need of thee,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, their teachers, after that, miracles and gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way.
We got through that part.
Okay. When I'm starting to look at it, the things that concern me sometimes, let me get through this first part first. I'm skipping ahead. 1 Corinthians 12:12 and 12:13. It talks about, for the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. And for by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. And the thing that I was asking myself when I looked at this part is, how do you become a part of the body? Well, it's very simple right here. It says that, for by one Spirit are we all baptized in one body. And it doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter your social economic status. It doesn't matter what race you are or whatever. We are all saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are all become part of the body because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not because we voted somebody in, or not because of, you know, whatever. It is because of Christ that we are here. The elders are elders because we're saved. They were bought into the body. They're Christians. The deacons, everybody here, no matter how you look at the body, we should all look at each other on the same plane, okay? And I'll go into discussing that more later. And then next I thought about something that I have a problem with, that I struggle with a lot, is just wondering, I don't want to try to take this wrong. The Lord has really worked on me in this area, because I've really wondered, you know, where is my importance in the body? Where am I serving? And I have to confess, you know, there's been times when you see somebody else and say, you know, I really wish I could be like Joe Schmo and whoever else. But I'm not. I'm Johnny. And the Lord's made me Johnny, and He's made me the way I am, and He's brought me into the body with y'all, okay? And I have my weaknesses, and I have my strengths. And where I'm weak, y'all are strong, and vice versa. And so we're here to complement each other, and I'm going to talk about that some more, because I'm getting ahead of myself again. So let's look at, it says in 12:14, it says, for the body is not one member, but many. And if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. And if the ear says, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. And I took a quote from Albert Barnes, because he was really, he explains it a whole lot better than I do. The foot and the ear could not pretend that they were not parts of the body, and even not important, because they were not the eye, etc. That is, were not more honorable parts of the body. So no Christian, however humble his endowment, could pretend that he was useless because he was not more highly gifted and did not occupy a more elevated rank. And I was thinking about, Steve had spoke a couple, I can't remember what day it was, but just recently, and he was talking about people's purpose, you know. Everybody has a purpose in the chapel. And it doesn't matter if you're the guy that comes and cuts the lights on and turns the heat on and sets up the Lord's Supper, or cleans the toilets, or, you know, stands up and preaches, whatever it might be. Each element is important to the body.
There's no one more important than the other. The ladies that come in here and prepare a meal for our get-togethers are just as important as the guys that get up there and preach the gospel. Okay? And I'm just saying that because everything together here works together. And that we as a body are to work together. And there, everyone here has an important part. And it talks here about if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? And if the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? Well, I was thinking, since we cannot be everything to the body, we can't do everything. I mean, Jeff can't preach a sermon, set up the tables, set up the chairs, cook a meal, clean the toilets, do everything here, keep the lawn. Now, if you want that type of ministry, if you want that type of setup, you can go to some other churches and they'll give that to you. Because they got one guy doing everything. Okay? But that's not how it's done here. Okay? So if you're looking for somebody, if you're looking to punch the clock, get your message, punch it, and go back home, you're not the right place. Okay? Okay. And then another thing I was going to tell y'all about is talking about the importance of every person in the body. And this is going to be on the side a little bit. I'm waiting to drop this water because I'm shaking. You know, I was in the high school band, and I played the bass drum, and I was mighty proud of the bass drum because when the parade came through Reedsville, boom, boom, you know, and everybody in town was like, oh, here comes the Rocking Hand Band. I can hear the bass drum because I was playing the bass drum, and I just felt like I was all that. And a bag of chips. Well, you know what happened? The director of the band said, Johnny, I want you to pay the bells, man. I said, what? I said, the bells? I said, who wants to play the bells? I don't want to play the bells. I came home to Dad, and I said, Dad, you know, I don't know what's wrong with them. I don't want to play the bells. And he said, well, Johnny, let me ask you a question. I said, what's that, Dad? He says, well, what would jingle bells be like without bells? And it was at that point that I realized, you know, hey, every component of a band is important, even the bell guy. So when you see him, thank him for playing bells during jingle bells. But that's the same way as it is here. We are all important. You know, if you playing the bells at the chapel, or if you leading a bunch of kids into the Christmas play, like I did that one year, and I was like, no, I didn't. But that was important because they needed to get them kids in line and say that verse or else it would have been ruined. But no, we did it. So, but let's go back to the word. It says, but now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body as it has pleased him. So God has dictated your place in the chapel. Okay? God has said, you know, well, we're saying that, you know, when the elders approach you and say, hey, you know, we would like you to speak. Well, then hopefully they're seeing something in your life that's telling them, hey, maybe he can possibly speak and maybe we should give him a chance. And maybe that's his gift. And maybe it'll come out when he starts speaking. You know, he just ain't never had a chance to yet. So, if you haven't done it yet, maybe you would like to approach the elders, or maybe they'll approach you. But God determines everything as far as the purposes of people here. Okay? You're not here wiping the tables because, you know, you're the lowest person on the totem pole. You're here washing tables because the Lord needs somebody to keep up his house. He needs somebody to serve here. Okay. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now all they many members, yet but one body. And so the first thing that came to mind was the Three Musketeers. One for all and all for one. And that's how we should be. And I'm going to talk about that some more in a minute. But right now, I'm going to go on. And it says, the many members make up the body. And that's all of us. We make up the body. Okay? And what we were talking about, how great is our God. Well, you know, when people come in and they see the body, that shows them how great our God is. Because we're a bunch of people from so many different directions coming here to assemble and being a part of the body and serving each other. So when they see the body working together, then they say, man, God is really working here. I can see it amongst the people here. You know? So, let's go on. Now, the next part I got was, what part of the body is the most important other than Christ? And we go here, 1 Corinthians 12:21. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. And nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. And the Lord Jesus, I'm going into my words. I was thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ when I was reading this. And one thing I've struggled with when I was in school and everything is I always had a struggle with people that seemed like they were better than me. To be honest with you. And so I struggled with that. And then I realized that, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, you're serving the Lord. Okay? It doesn't matter your place here. It doesn't matter, you know, whether you're smarter in the Bible, whether you're not as smart in the Bible. You've been saved by Christ, and you're a part of the body. No matter where you are spiritually, intellectually, whatever scale you want to put somewhere. Okay? Everyone here is important. And the thing is if there's somebody that thinks they're the most important part here, then we need to look at the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, who is now seated at the right hand, who came down in the form of man, was born in a manger. And this thing gets me all the time, because it's really hard. He goes to the disciples and he says, I want to wash your feet. He wants to wash the feet of the disciples. And to me, that's like the most disgusting job you could get. You know, washing somebody's feet next to, you know, shoveling the, compost or something. But these people been walking all over the place. I mean, you follow Jesus around, he's walking all over the place. They've got to have some of the dirtiest feet you ever see. And here's the Son of God kneeling down, washing the feet of the other disciples. And he says, let me find the verse, in John 13:14, he said, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. So we should be able to serve one another, okay? No matter where we think we are. 1 Corinthians 12:24, for our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. Wait a minute. Excuse me, y'all. I lost my track. Okay. I apologize for that. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundantly honor to that part which lacketh. When we are on our own, it is more obvious where our weaknesses and strengths are, but when we're together, we complement each other and we balance the body. So we come together and, you know, if I have a weakness somewhere, I can go over to Ray and, you know, maybe it might be his strength, or maybe the other Ray, or, you know, Bill, or, you know, and it's not just in spiritual things. It could be that. It could be, I can tell you, I don't know anything about air conditioning systems, and Bill can go to the moon with an air conditioning system. Now, I don't know that stuff, and I don't know how many times I've asked a brother, I said, well, you know, if my pump ain't working right, can you help me out? You know, can you tell me what I need to do? You know, and I've actually accomplished some tasks. You know, where in the past I was like, I ain't touching nothing. I ain't touching no wires or anything. And I even go down there and I change my water heater. You know, and I'm like, man, I did something major. You thought I'd build the Eiffel Tower or something. But, I mean, that's what we do for each other. And, I mean, so, yes, in a spiritual point, in whatever you do, bring those gifts together and help us people that are weak. And then maybe there's a weakness you got and somebody can help you. All right, let's see. I'm sorry, but this schism part I had a little difficult. I'm schisms. That there should be no schisms in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. So, you know, when you look at each other, we should be very careful, you know. And I know that I talked to Steve about this, about respect the person. If I'm going to go down the road and help Joe Schmo move, I need to make sure I make the other Joe Schmo move. Or I help in areas where I can, okay? And not be selective and say, well, I'm not going to help him because he gave a sorry message the other day. You know, or something like that. I know that's a sorry. Sorry. But I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Not being selective of who you're going to help and who you're not going to help. You are part of the body of Christ. So we should be helping each other. Okay? Let me break it on. Let's see what we got here. William McDonald, he said, the mutual care of the members prevents division or schisms in the body. One gives to another what is needed and receives in return help which only that member can give. This is the way it must be in the church. Overemphasis on any one gift of the Spirit will result in conflict and schism. Okay? So if we all look at, you know, whoever's gift it might be to make the food in yonder. And we say, well, hey, you know, we really like what this lady made and, you know, this other lady's food. You know, and you want to say that don't happen, but I know it does. You know, but there shouldn't be that. You should get, hey, you know, I'm thankful that I got some food, you know. Because I can tell you, I work with people today that don't have no food. I work with people today that don't have no food. Okay? So, you know, be thankful for each other. You know, be thankful for the gifts that we have. And we'll talk about that more in a minute too. And it says, and whether one member suffers and all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. And this one just really spoke to me because, I mean, I can remember when my father died, and I know I talk about my dad sometimes, and I'm sorry, y'all forgive me, but so much came, I could see the body when my dad died. I saw food coming through my stepmom's door, and you want to talk about a ministry. my stepmama's going, what is all this food about? What are these people calling her, sending her something, you know, whatever. I even got, Loretta sent me a cake. And I was like, I've never had, a white icing cake. But she knew I liked white icing. And she knew I liked it, you know. And she sent me a cake. And that was the best cake that I ever had because she was tending to our needs. She was tending to our suffering at that point in time. And that's something that needs to continue going on. Okay? And the thing is everybody's like, well, we are getting so big that we can't be like we was at the Reasonable Bible Chapel. Well, guess what? Yeah, we can. Okay? We can bring the family relationship back. We can bring the body together. But we got to work at it. Okay? We need to break out the cards. We need to break out the phone. We need to start cooking up the meal. We need to give each other pats on the back. And we need to encourage each other. Okay? And yes, you know, some people would say, well, the elders and the deacons are in control of making. No, we're not. We don't have control over y'all's relationships and getting to know each other and building and coming together more than you are now. But that's something that y'all need to work on. And I need to work on. So, you know, yes, it's nice that the elders and the deacons will invite somebody over for dinner. But hey, I challenge you to invite somebody over to dinner. Just because you're an elder or a deacon, that don't mean... See, the thing is you think the elders and deacons are above, and they're not. They're on the same level with us. The only thing is when they go to see the Lord in glory, they're going to be placed in higher responsibility. They're going to be held responsible for trying to make our body be the very best body it can be to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, now I'm rambling on. So let me go on to this next section. Uh-oh, they're going, man, he chewed us out. I don't want to do that one. We may finish early, I don't know. I know that'll be good for y'all. I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, I wanted to say this because I thought it was funny, but I'll say it anyway. When we were talking about doing the serving others and stuff like that, I was thinking about the SWAT team, okay? The chapel SWAT team, okay? And they used to have the women's brigade. I don't know what you want to call them. But if somebody got sick up in here, I mean, it was like that. Everybody knew about it. I mean, they would, boom. The body knew about it. It was like a big old button. Call the assembly SWAT team. Somebody needs help. Okay? Somebody's father died. Somebody's in the hospital. You know? Somebody needs help. Somebody needs encouragement. You know? Call out the SWAT team. And then in the instance of the body, I was thinking about the body and having ailments. Send out some white blood cells. Okay? To cure the ailment, we need to do that as a body. I may have bit off more than I could chew. All right, the many characteristics of the body. Now ye are the body of Christ, the members in particular, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, third teachers, after that miracles and gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongue, or all apostles, or all prophets, or all teachers, or all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Now, if you want to spin down on all these gifts and stuff, you talk to Steve. Because he's got all that stuff knocked out. Because some of these things don't apply now. And some of them do. But the thing that I got down here at 31 is, I'm gonna tell you what McDonald said. He said, not Ronald. When Paul says, but earnestly desire the best gifts, he is speaking to the Corinthians as a local church, not as an individual. So he's not saying, hey, Della, you need to get the best gifts. He's not saying that. He's saying that across the body, we should be earnestly seeking the gifts among the body. Okay? To build each other up. I mean, it's like having a basketball team and having five Michael Jordans. You know what I'm saying? You want the best team you can have. And everybody here needs to participate. They need to find their gift. They need to exercise the gift. I'm not crazy about exercise either, but we need to do it. Okay? And speaking of Corinthians, we know this because the verb is in plural, and I'm not into all that. You can talk to Uncle Dave later. He is saying that as an assembly, they should desire to have in the midst a good selection of gifts that edify. The best gifts are those that are most useful rather than those that are spectacular. All gifts are given by the Holy Spirit and none should be despised. Yet the fact is that some are of greater benefit to the body than others. And these are the ones that every local fellowship should ask the Lord to raise up in the assembly. And I'm gonna tell you about myself here. I've done those little gift studies and all that, and you know, and I've seen how my nature is with other folks and stuff. And so somebody come up and said, you know, Johnny, you got the gift of mercy. And I'm like, what? And they said, you got the gift of mercy. I mean, that's what the papers say. That's what people say to you at work. You're so friendly. You're so kind. You're so easy to get along with. But, and I know it's hard for y'all to believe that these things were said about me. But, but I'm like, the first thing I'm thinking is, who wants the gift of mercy? Who wants the gift of mercy? Who wants to do that? No, I want to be the leader man. Set up the tables. Take them down. You know. You speak. No, you speak. You know, whatever. However, you know, and then that, you know, the, you know, being an administrator, you know, being able to minister to people, being able to cook good. You know, I can't do that one. But I was questioning. I said, you know, who wants the gift of mercy? And when I reflected on it, I was like, well, you know, it's a pretty nice gift. Because that's what the Lord Jesus Christ had on all of us. He was able to have mercy on us. Now, I'm not saying I'm any higher on the totem pole than anybody else. I'm just saying I should value my gift more than I allowed myself to do. You understand? Because there's a purpose for my gift. Now, what it is, I don't know yet, and, you know, but there's a purpose for my gift. And whatever your gift is, there's a purpose. And it's saying, and then, like we were talking about a minute ago, about getting the best gifts in the body, that, you know, how great is our God? It says, and ye yet show I unto you a more excellent way. So when we have the best gifts being exercised and the body is working, you know, like a machine, you know, fine-tuned and all that, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And then, like I said, when people come in and say, you know, how great is their God? You can see it in their body. The Lord is alive in them. And you can see it because they're serving each other. Okay. I don't have to read that one. I already talked about it. Let me conclude here. I think I did okay, didn't I? We are the body of Christ. He uses us to serve, minister, help, and whatever else there may be. We need to accept our role that God has given us in the body. We need not think of ourselves higher than others and think that we are useless because of our gift is not standing out in front being the mighty warrior leader. We need to find the gifts that would benefit the body and exercise them. And then I said this a minute ago, but I'll say it again. If you think you come to this assembly to punch the clock when you come in for a message and leave and your duty has been done, you may want to reassess your part in the local body. As you can see, there is much more to an assembly than listening to messages and going home. We are the body of Christ. That is the end.